If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Alderman Matt O'Shea is with us. I am intrigued by this whole crossing guard story. Until I heard you getting upset about it, I didn't realize that in 2021, the city was paying for crossing guards. And then Mayor Lori Lightfoot shifted it to CPS. And now CPS is saying no crossing guards for private schools. What's going on?
So, Lisa, thanks so much for having me on. A week ago Monday, the 21st of July, the story got out that the Chicago Public Schools were cutting 33 crossing guard locations citywide. Of those 33, 11 were in my community. There was no communication with school leadership on any local level, and that's citywide. There was no communication with community stakeholders in any community citywide. There was no communication with any elected officials citywide. CPS just made this decision, and it got out. I got a list provided to me. I immediately started reaching out to Dr. King, the superintendent of CPS, Charles Mayfield, the chief operating officer, and Ronan Chablesky, the chief of safety and security, looking for an explanation, looking for information. How did you come about this? How did you make these decisions? And what we've seen over the past 9 days is a complete clown car show by CPS, trying to do one-off meetings with different elected school board members, trying to do one-off meetings with different aldermen, you know, stating publicly that they had a traffic study from the Chicago Department of Transportation, and then they had a traffic study from the Illinois Department of Transportation. I've yet to identify anybody in CDOT or IDOT who took part in such a study. They then came up with criteria, but they won't show their work. Like an algebra teacher that wants you to show your work, they're not showing their work, and they're being very evasive. At the end of the day, this puts thousands and thousands of children across our city in harm's way, crossing arterial speeding traffic. When you talk about, like in my community, Western Avenue, 30,000 cars a day. Pulaski Road, 20,000 cars a day. This is young children that for years have crossed dangerous roads traveling to and from school with the assistance of a crossing guard. Now when school starts, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Steve, I get that, you know, the crossing guards would be helpful, but perhaps even mandatory or should be mandatory. But why should the public school system be paying for it? Why shouldn't the police department or the city be paying for that? It's a public safety issue. It's not a public education issue.
Well, one of the issues I've got, that was a prior administration that made that decision. I was not in the room for that. Okay, let's talk about that. All we hear from elected officials is the safety of our children, the safety of our children, the safety of our children. I don't care who pays for it. Is it CPS? Is it OEMC? Is it the police department? But to just make this decision weeks before school starts, when school leaders and parents have no plan, no time to organize, no time to come up with a solution. This is just reckless incompetence by CPS leadership.
Right, because you can't train people. I mean, even if you got volunteers at this point, you can't get them trained and ready for school. It's back to school in just a couple weeks, right?
One of the things CPS leadership said, like, oh, no, we're good. We're going to train volunteers. Who's going to train volunteers? And what lawyers in CPS would say, this is a good idea. We got rid of the crossing guards, but we just trained Matt to go out and stand at the corner. Like, the liability they're taking on with this, it's unbelievable. And at this point, Lisa, we need the mayor to step in and say, this is a bad decision made by CPS. We're going to have the crossing guards at their post the first day of school, and let's sit down and talk about what we do here. Maybe we move it to OEMC. Maybe we move it back to the police department. But put elected school board members and community stakeholders and elected officials in a room, and let's talk this out.
The I can't think of the name of the program, Alderman, but the safe passage zones, right, for schools that they set up and have monitors in. Do they do those for private schools, too, or is that just public schools? Do you know off the top of your head?
That's just public school. Okay. And that's another issue, because safe passage workers, I'm being told from organizations, some have not been getting reimbursed by the city.
What about the idea that the parishes should be paying for it?
Well, here's my answer to that. Taxpayers in our city, I don't care where they send the kids to school, they're funding CPS. Every parent out there is funding CPS. They're doing CPS a favor by not utilizing that school. But the taxpayers fund CPS. Why would we have crossing guards going back three generations in the city, and now suddenly, 2 weeks before school starts, we don't have them? This is just utterly reckless. And furthermore, they are removing crossing guards from public schools.
Hey.
Without communicating with anybody.
We want to continue this conversation, but we are up against news time, and I just got to know, are you on a treadmill? What is going on?
I'm in a rainstorm.
Oh, you're in a rainstorm. That's rain. I wondered. I thought, what is happening?
You're at the baseball game, aren't you? You're at the rate.
We got to go. Come back. Let's talk more about this tomorrow.